And welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. See, there was like pregnant pauses in there for a bit of suspense. You said for me to do it properly, and I tried, but a little bit of a twist. Hello, Mike. Are you there?
Or hello, mate.
Have you crashed?
I've corpsed already. It's my age.
Well, here we are. We've been given a topic to talk about, no less, as well.
We have.
So we can blather on about that.
We have. We have been given a topic by Ole Larsen.
That very, very nice man from Denmark.
Yes. he lives in England now.
He does. What's that topic then? What is the topic?
I don't know. What is the topic?
Painting? Panting motivation?
Panting? No. It's not about panting. It's painting motivation. How do you get yourself to be motivated to paint? Now, as anyone who's listened to our previous episode about your hobby resolutions, they are fully aware that you need to listen to this topic quite a lot.
I've just made myself a self-help tape. And
You will paint.
I find that crocodile clips attached to a car battery to parts of your body every day, twice a day, help.
Yeah, but what about painting? The obvious line, but I felt it needed to be said.
Badoosh. Right, painting should we motivation. Get started? Right, painting motivation is something very personal to each individual. I would preclude anything that we're about to say with that statement, I think.
Preclude?
Or is that the right word?
It doesn't preclude mean ignore.
Whatever. That is a disclaimer. There you go. That little phrase.
So the disclaimer is that we're going to talk for 15-ish minutes about rubbish and people should just ignore us.
No, it is completely individual because, I mean, painting is an individual thing. It's a creative thing. And we lose our mojos. We lose that painting mojo sometimes more often than not. So there are things that you can do to help you get back into the help you get back your painting mojo. In my opinion, okay. these are things that help me.
Right. Well, before we get to that, can we have a 2-minute rant on why you should paint your models?
Because they look lovely on the table.
What happens if you're a bad painter?
Try.
See, to me, it boils down to that what I want to see across the table when I'm playing someone is that they've put effort in. I don't care if they are stunningly gorgeous like yours or they look like someone's daubed them with finger paints like Matt Spooner's. I don't care. I want to see that someone has put in effort to them. I don't care if someone's bought the paint jobs. You know, you just want to see nice things, and there is nothing nicer than seeing a fully painted crew or army or force or whatever game you're playing across the table and the table is nicely terrained and stuff. It's not piles of Beano annuals and things.
I mean, I agree with you, but not everyone war games for the hobby side of things as well. Some people play for the social interaction. Some people play for the cerebral interaction in terms of what they get out of actually playing the game. The hobby thing is not something that's necessarily there for everyone. So I think that's where I think part of what you said is correct. They've put effort in. That sounds like a lot of work. I think trying is probably the progress. trying, you know, even if, like me, for instance, I've been playing Malifaux this year at an event, and I've tried to have more painted figures ready for the next event. So I do like painting, but I take a long time doing it. I should do more of it because I haven't got long left for painting. I might get an army done before
I don't think so. I wouldn't start any army level games, really.
No, but that, I mean, that's a personal thing for me, just trying to get a bit more done. I'd love to be able to just sit there and paint all the time, but I will get bored, I think. So I have to mix it up. I have to mix my hobby up. I have to make stuff up. I have to dabble in other things. And then when it comes down to painting, the basic thing for me is that I want to have to paint it, because I find that when I paint a model that I'm not invested in, you know, either emotionally or game wise, or I'm just doing it for the sake of it, it becomes a chore at that point, and it becomes hard work. And I actually think the painting process becomes very painful as well, because you tend to make mistakes, or you're slapdash potentially with actually doing the painting itself. So I think that's the number one thing. You need to be invested in it emotionally in some way, shape or form, whether it's a figure that you like, or it's something that you're trying to paint at, trying to a new technique or whatever.
Okay. All right. So what are your methods of motivating yourself to get off your lazy ass and actually pick up a paintbrush and start painting?
My number one thing is I want to have to paint it. It is pretty much that. I mean, I started a third Klingon ship for Star Trek last week, and it's still sitting there. And I'm probably going to have to spend about an hour on it doing some freehand work. And I've done the airbrushing. All I have to do is do the fine details, essentially. But I haven't got round to it. I haven't put myself into that state of mind where I've put that hour aside or whatever to go ahead and finish it. But I again, we're going back to like being invested in wanting to do it and complete it and in the model. So it's something I want to do, but there's other stuff that are taking priority at the moment. I've got the UK Nationals coming up, the Horse War Machine UK Nationals coming up, and I need to build some figures ready for that. So that, unfortunately, takes priority over the painting side of stuff. Some people like working to deadlines.
Yep.
Tournaments are a great way of establishing those. Having actually experienced that a couple of times now, I can say quite categorically, that is not something that works for me at all. That's like giving me a work task and saying it's got to be done by so-and-so date, or giving me one of those rubbish jobs, you know, like weeding your garden. No names mentioned there, Mike. Something that you really, really, really love. And you put it off and you put it off and you put it off until you got to do it, sort of thing, you know?
Hire someone to do it for you.
Well, there is that as well. But despite having that sort of, you know, having learned that lesson, and you think to yourself, oh, I've got 6 months to paint my next horse, you end up in the same position anyway. So I've just come to the conclusion that I paint when I want to, and that's that. There's nothing I can do about it. There will come a time when I'll have to sort of gear up a bit, I think, simply because it's something that I need to do. But I generally, when I paint, I get in the zone. And I quite enjoy the whole thing. I find it cathartic. I find it rewarding. And I just wish I could not stop. I wish I could then pick up something straight away afterwards and get on with it. But I don't. I stop and take a break, which is probably, you know, subconsciously, it's probably something in there saying, right, don't burn out because you'll hate it if you do it.
Yeah.
Because you do spurts as well, don't you?
I do. Tournaments actually are a good motivator for me. Mm. whilst I have done it in the past, I'm not a big fan of turning up with unpainted models. Certainly not to a tournament where people have paid money to turn up. Going down the club, I don't have any problems with it. But I do use them to spur me on to get things painted. But what I often find is that because I generally have a fallback position, often it will be, yeah, I'll just go to the fallback position.
Yeah.
My
position is, Mike, can you bring your resins along? So,
well, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I was, if I look at what I've painted over the last few years. So when we picked up Malifaux, I had to paint models for that because I didn't have any painted. So that we sat down, you and I came up with a list of what we were going to paint, and then I painted those bits and pieces. And I must admit,
so did I.
Yeah, you did. I must admit, when we won the best painted at that event, that spurred me on to add some more bits and pieces to that crew.
Yeah.
And then the next big thing that I did was going into Adepticon, was I decided to paint a completely new crew for that. And because it was going into Adepticon, I sort of ran it over a period of 6 months and finished it up in time to go there. But there were still bits and pieces that I didn't paint because they, you know, either they weren't particularly good in the game or I didn't like the models. And so that gave me a big spurt. And then I sort of had a period of, I wanted to play certain things, but I didn't really want to paint the figures. So they're all painted, but they're painted base coats and literally just painted base coats. So, you know, 30-minute paint job and that's it. Call it done. Never going to win any painting awards with them, but they're playable. And so that gives me a fallback position that if I'm working on something new that I'm putting on trying to put it to a high standard and I'm not going to make that deadline of when I need to paint, but I can always go, yeah, I'll just take those guys.
So do you paint base colours because you just want to get some paint on the figure? And we're going back to the not playing with sort of generally painted figures as opposed to unpainted figures.
Yes and no. So on something that I actually care about that I want to take to a high standard.
Yep.
I will paint individual models and I will paint them to a finished standard. Which means that the crew or the force grows organically.
Yep.
And if I decide to play with it, I just have to. Once I get to the critical mass of having something that is playable, then I just have to deal with having the limited, you know, possibly limited options available.
Yep. Yep.
Or borrowing the odd figure.
Yep.
And then I'll come away from an event or something and I'll go, okay, now I want to add this and this to the crew. And so I'll go, all right, I'll take those and I'm going to add those. And it was the same when I played Warhammer. I want to add this particular thing. And I think it's one of the things that's blocking me on Saga is getting to that critical mass of painted figures.
What's really unusual there is that Saga's quite a basic game in terms of troop choice and things like that, whereas, you know, Malifaux's quite specialised. To a certain extent, Fantasy is in terms of troop choices as well, but
yeah.
But again, you're limited there. Malifaux's actually quite a large selection of stuff, but they are character figures essentially, aren't they? As well,
they're all effective character figures. I mean, and I think that that's why. And we're sort of digressing, but I think changing my Saga force to something that is historically inaccurate,
but something that you're going to enjoy painting.
But something that I will enjoy painting means that I will paint it. Because I've switched my Saga force from Normans, and, you know, we were talking about them the other day. We were saying Normans, and I was going, well, you know, they're 90% chainmail.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons that I didn't enjoy painting them, is that, you know, it's let's all paint loads of metals.
Yep, I see what you're saying. Yep.
So I've switched away from those and I've got rid of those, and I'm doing a completely non-historical barbarian army, because I've collected barbarians from about 20 different manufacturers over the years, and I want to use them in something, so that's what I'm going to do. And so they are all effectively character models, because I think that every model in there is unique.
So do you think that's the secret for you at present in your sort of hobby stroke painting type zone, as it were, that you've got to have that variety of such, of figures and what you're trying to paint?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is completely. And I think having Relic Knights arrive has only reinforced that. Because I look at the Relic Knights stuff, and I look at the more characterful sculpts, so the knight itself.
Yep.
Some of the uniques. So I'm playing I've got the Corsairs. So I've got models like the Iron Chef. He's basically a giant raccoon cook.
Yep.
And I can't remember what they're called. There's a girl and a demon thing. Those models, I'm thinking, yeah, I wouldn't mind painting those. They're quite nice. The grunt models, even though they're different type models, I'm looking at them and going, you know what? Really not fussed about painting.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, for instance, a Black Diamond unit is five figures. Now, it's four more than I'd like to paint, probably, but it's not too bad. And as I've said in the resolution thing, you know, I airbrushing is a potential option there, mainly because they are predominantly black with some flesh on them. But yeah. I can see where the saga thing, from a sticking point of view, from a psychological point of view for progressing it and completing it, is an issue, because I think I have that problem still. I mean, I'm going to obviously come across it in the next 3 months when I pick up my saga stuff and finish it off. But I think the one thing that's driving me there is that I will have a completed saga force. The love of the game has kicked in there as well, because I do like playing Saga. And the fact that this is something that I'm going to achieve, you know, and I haven't achieved very many painted forces as such in the 30 odd years of gaming that I've been, playing games in. I think a Necromunda faction, one Blood Bowl team where I painted it on my own, a 50-point War Machine force, a half-finished Reza force. That's pretty much it, I think. And I've been gaming since I was 14, so that's not a lot, really, when you think about it. But so having the Saga thing is going to be a major thing for me. Getting the Marines done will be a major thing for me, and I think those are the things that are going to drive me, is that I will have those completed. But in the meantime, I'm still going to intersperse with some Malifaux stuff, potentially even.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing for me is getting that critical mass. So, and the other thing that drives me to paint is actually playing the games that I'm painting for.
Yes.
So one of the other things that stopped me on the Saga stuff is I don't play a massive amount of Saga.
I don't either, really. But I think we're probably comparable in the number of games. I mean, I obviously went to the Grand Melee.
Yeah. But the lack of games that I play on it is a contributing factor to me not painting it.
Yes.
Whereas Epic is one of the new hotnesses that I'm playing at the moment, and so I've already got a bulk of a force. You know, I mean, it's only about, because it's orcs, so it takes time. But I've got about 1,500 points painted. And I've just based and undercoated a whole load of new units, which will add, you know, a load of tanks and guns and things to my crews.
I saw that.
And so, that, and it made you know, jealous. But that's because it's because I'm playing.
Yeah, you're invested in the game from a play point of view, which spurs you on. So you're into this cycle of something providing you with the incentive to actually do the hobby side of stuff as well.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that when I play Relic Knights, that the game will be essentially what it is. It's self-incentivizing itself to, from a hobby perspective, you become involved in the game, you enjoy the game, which then makes you, and the figures, I think, add to it as well. You have to have decent figures as well, because if you had just rubbish figures, you probably wouldn't want to paint them. I honestly believe.
I tend to agree. I mean, and that's the, you know, that's the other thing. You and I are both invested in Wrath of Kings.
Yep. That worries me as well.
And that's, you know, that's something else that we're going to have to paint. And but the figures look awesome.
Next year?
Is it next year now? I think it is.
I think it is.
But if the figures are as good as they look on all the pictures and things, and the rank and file look as good as they look in the pictures, then I'll be inspired to paint it. But otherwise, it'll be, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that's going to potentially put us off that is, aren't they Restic again?
Possibly.
Sorry to mention the word. So,
but this has sort of gone from painting motivation to Mike and Conrad on the couch. it's as if it's a psychiatrist session. So ways to get painting motivated. So we've basically talked about tournament deadlines are good, and they work for me, and they don't work for you. Mm-hmm. What other methods? One that I've seen, and I think Privateer Press do, is
The whole Journeyman League type thing, yeah.
That's it. I couldn't remember the name. Yeah.
So this is essentially where you have you're rewarded for hobby stuff, essentially. That is what it boils down to. The whole Journeyman League is about A, learning the game, B, building your force, and C, growing and painting your force as well. Well, it's actually just painting it, because we've already said building it. Building is increasing the points value as well. So you start off with sort of small games. The leagues run for a certain number of weeks generally.
Yeah.
So you're time constrained or time locked into doing stuff. You earn points for playing games. You earn points for doing hobby things as well. And the winner of the league is the person who's got the most points, essentially. Okay. And that is pretty much it in a nutshell. So, but I think it's a good idea. You know, I think people should take that model and use it in other systems if you can. But as soon as you start putting deadlines, some people react to deadlines in two different ways. They either appreciate them or they just think, no, I can't be bothered. It's just there. And it's not life or death, so it doesn't really matter. So invariably, gamers being gamers, they tend to ignore it.
Yes. Yes, they do. Lucky, lovely old gamers.
Yeah. So you've got the Journeyman League encourages gameplay, so you get points for games. You get points for hobby. And I think that's pretty much it, really. But yeah, go have a look at the Privateer Press website, do a search on Journeyman League and have a look at it. Because, as I said, it could probably apply to other game systems.
Yep. So what other ways? Beating.
There is the whole peer pressure thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that has worked with me to a certain extent, because I've made the effort to try and increase the number of figures that I have painted, because at least, as you said, that shows that I've made an effort, and B, I'm personally getting progress out of it because I'm building my reservoirs at the same time.
Yeah, do you find that in the peer pressure mode that you sometimes end up with the holier than thou painter?
What do you mean by that?
You haven't painted anything extra this week. Oh, you're, beyond banter and into...
Yeah, but there is this whole element of people actually don't realise that, I'm not single, with no girlfriend or friends or anything like that. Or basically, I've got a life, and...
it's not a very good one.
I'm not complaining. people have different time constraints, So just because somebody bashes out an undead army, for instance, I don't know if you saw the Ben Johnsons, the Ben Currys, and putting out a whole undead force, there was three, four of them working together to do that. Not everyone has that luxury, I haven't picked up a paintbrush for 2 weeks now, so I tell a lie. I was painting a template on my Blood Bowl board, so I have picked up a paintbrush, but not to paint any miniatures. I haven't done any miniatures for 2 weeks, and before you know it, 2 weeks turns into a month. So it's definitely something that you should try and keep your hand in, because all that happens is you lose that muscle memory control. In terms of that is one of the things that painting depends on. And the time gap increases and your stockpile of ever increasing non-painted stuff increases as well.
Yes, I've definitely experienced the, I haven't painted for a little while, pick stuff up and then, God, it's rubbish.
Yeah, you've got to get back into the zone, essentially, haven't you?
And that can be difficult to do.
Yep. Which goes back to painting something that you want to, because if you're painting something that you don't want to, then that will act as a mental block to you actually wanting to paint and pick up your brush and progress it. So,
yeah, and there are just some figures that
are just rubbish,
just don't agree with people. I'm struggling with a particular model at the moment that I just cannot get to work. And I know I'm not the world's greatest painter, but I'm not terrible.
No, you're pretty damn good, really.
But there is just one model that I cannot get to look right, and I can't get happy with it in my head. So,
which one is it?
Francisco.
Oh, Mr. Purple.
Yes. I've spent my element gift voucher on another one. And I'm going to go for a completely different colour scheme.
But
I think that's the only way to do it will be to go with something completely different. I'm thinking I might go yellows.
But to be fair, Mike, I mean, that is just a classic example of us being human as well. And you being a perfectionist, of course. But if you're not happy with something, then there's two schools of thought there, isn't there? A, it's painted, it's got paint on it, or B, I'll destroy it by putting it in dip or just throw it away or whatever and buy another one type thing.
Done both of those.
So what other motivations can you think of?
Money.
Money, yeah.
There's an ego thing as well. There's showing off, isn't there?
Yes.
To paint to a certain standard that, there's there's certainly the appreciation of your peers when you take nicely painted forced to somewhere. And even if, you know you're not in the running for a best painted or something, but someone says to you, oh, they look really nice.
Yeah, there's a pride thing there, isn't there, as well?
There's a big ego boost there. I don't know what else. And certainly, I mean, I've played in places before where they've run things like, you know, sort of a tale of four painter type thing. You know, where your sort of painter unit or a model or whatever every month, and you see your force grow and you sort of document it for other people to see. And I suppose that feeds into the ego thing again as well.
Yeah, I mean, taking that to a club level, we have got a public forum on the Tainlawn site, which is hobby painting and modelling forum. And we've opened that to be up to be public so that other people can see what we're doing. But generally, that has helped. You know, people, if they have time, they put up photographs of what they do. And that whole concept of having that small community where you're geeing each other on and sort of showing off, and it's inspiring. It is a way of going, oh, look at what he's done, and then you go and show what you've done, sort of thing. One of the things that we used to do, and I haven't done it for ages, I used to be on Skype and paint. There was a group of us regularly who would get onto Skype and just talk and paint at the same time. But it's actually quite the talking and having a laugh actually gets in the way, but it does help. It is helpful because there's a camaraderie there as well, and you're trying to achieve something at the same time as well, differently.
Yeah.
But it was a bit schoolboyish and bad children in the class sometimes.
Yeah, I must admit, I've never tried that.
Yeah.
I've seen people, and you often see on various Facebook groups and things, you know, a shout out for something doing in a Google Hangout or something.
Yeah, I've noticed that increasing as well. I'd certainly like to give that a go at some point. I haven't done any Skype painting for ages. I haven't done any painting for a couple of weeks anyway, so it may be that...
Well, perhaps we should give it a go.
Ooh, yeah.
Perhaps we should have a Fool's Daily paint hangout.
Oh, there's an idea.
Perhaps we should. And
on that note,
well, yeah. Do you know how long we've been wittering?
No, go on then.
Over half an hour.
That's your fault. You haven't done the alarms and everything yet.
Well, we could get two episodes out of this.
All right then. Until that time.
Oh, no, we're not having two episodes. No. It'll just be one episode.
Just do it, guys, but paint what you want to paint, I think, is the ultimate thing.
But actually, as an aside, though, I would like to put a plea out for more people to get involved in recording stuff for Fool's Daily.
Yeah, we had a series. You went on, just before you went on holiday, we had a good number of people sort of doing stuff and being involved in it, and we're running low again, or we have run out.
Yeah.
So we need more people to be involved. Go away. You don't need our permission to do it.
All you have to do is record something and then send us an MP3 or a link to the MP3 in a Dropbox. And, you know, Conrad and I love doing them.
Yep.
But we can only bring our points of view to any subject that we talk about. And, you know, let's face it, we're both old and we're stuck in our ways and we've been doing this a long time. So it'd be nice to have other people talk. There's so many games out there and so many board games and things. I'd love to have someone record some stuff about Wild West Exodus.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, it's not a game that appeals to me, but I would love to have someone record some stuff about it. And, you know, if people want to have a chat and they're scared of recording stuff, I'll sit and I'll record them talking. That's fine. But
both of us both of us can be around to bounce stuff off as well. And we, you know, I'm more than used to, and I think you are as well, Mike, more than used to leading people and drawing them out in terms of an episode and a subject that we may not, well, it's most episodes, isn't it, that we don't know anything about. So
yeah, you know, it would be nice to have some more stuff from other folks, so it's not just, you know, the Mike and Conrad or the Conrad and Mike show.
Conrad and Mike, yeah.
Conrad and Mike. Though the Doctor Who episode did go down very well.
I hear the Hobby episode went down well as well.
Yeah. But so we might do some more TV shows.
That'd be good.
MacGyver.
I don't watch it. That'd be a solo episode then.
Battlestar Galactica.
I've done that. I've watched it.
So you could talk about Battlestar Galactica.
All right then. Until then.
Yeah. I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.